Quentin Tarantino's new film is a mix of subtle comic book opera and his continuing homage to esoteric cinema. He says Inglourious Basterds is his masterpiece. Well, I don't want to disenchant anyone here, but my movie-o-meter says QT made that difficult when he became a household word making the movie that will likely, after all that's shot and edited, be his masterwork, and that would be Pulp Fiction. QT has spaghetti on his plate now. Not a Western a la Sergio Leone, but at least a tip of the lens cap to that genre. Tarantino also brings his Bastards further forward in history to Nazi-occupied France, where he sicks a squad of Jewish American soldiers, meaner than a kibbutz full of junkyard dogs, onto Third Reich grunts for a little scalping, if not elimination. The Americans are led by Lieutenant Aldo Raine. You remember Aldo Ray, the blonde-headed guy with the gravelly voice in all those World War II movies? Well, Brad Pitt gets his George Bush on for the Raine role, even though the character hails from another state that begins with T. That would be Tennessee. Brad plays Raine the same in every scene, whether firing up his men to kill Germans or trying to fool the SS, he's a reticent, upper-class Italian. What's fun is when Brad does say a word or two in that scene, it's in a strange accent that sounds like Jed Clampett trying to say, Arrivederci. A story parallels the Bastards' mission, telling of a young Jewish woman named Shoshana and played by Melanie Laurent. She is avenging the death of her parents and siblings. Her family is machine-gunned in the first scene by a squad of German soldiers led by Colonel Hans Landa. Played by Christoph Waltz, Colonel Landa has the magic touch finding Jews in hiding. Since Tarantino also wrote Bastards, he aptly has Shoshana inheriting a Parisian movie theater. Note the marquee in the first scene at the movie house when she's hit on by a German officer. He proves to be a Nazi hero for single-handedly killing way too many American GIs. This way, Tarantino gets to engage his vast knowledge of film, the theater, the projection booth, the projectionist whom Shoshana loves, the very essence of Franco-German cinema, right up Tarantino's Rue de la Strasse. Her movie house is where Hitler's propaganda chief, Joseph Goebbels, is persuaded to premiere a Nazi documentary about the heroic officer. Eli Roth's character, Donny Donowitz, is one of Aldo's best bastards for dispatching Germans. Occasionally, the good sergeant, a Bostonian Jew, uses an old-fashioned American baseball bat. Front and center and a mile ahead in Bastards, you'll find Christoph Waltz shining. He speaks fluent German, French, and English. With that and the immense talent he shows playing a smart, mannerly SS officer, he's an Austrian who's going to get a Best Supporting Actor nomination out of Hollywood. That would be Waltz ist wunderbar. QT's got too many subtitles for monolingual dudes like me, but he also gets sidetracked with barroom minutiae in an oh-so-long scene with nobody speaking to English. Read fast, friend. Further editing here and other places would speed Bastards up a bit. But these Bastards do have their moments, and it's a hoot seeing Rod Taylor briefly as Churchill and Mike Myers doing his prissy English officer voice. Oh, behave! Inglorious or not, that would be entertainment. Down in the valley, I'm Gary Chu.